Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. You are listening to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving Patriot, my name is your name too, Lady Liberty.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. This is, as we know, monochromatic Monday because the word of the Lord is black and white. And anytime you have truth, that's going to be the case. There's never a half-truth. There's only truth and lies, and so black and white.
Monochromatic Monday. That's right. We've got a lot of stuff to bring to you. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news cycle, as many of you know. We've got some gun bills, absolutely draconian. Well, we're not surprised. We saw it coming.
Well, that's right, because that's the very second. Well, that first thing that happened in the coup in Venezuela was... obviously the coup.
Right.
Right. And then the second thing that they did was they took the guns away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, they had disarmed them prior to that, even. Well, of course, they've had a couple coups, so.
Well, so from what I understood, it was the coup. They cut the communications,
yep.
And then they took the guns.
You're right.
And,
yep.
And so that's exactly where we are right now. We're looking at stage two of the coup.
Yeah, they're prepping for it, aren't they?
They're
rewording laws. They are redefining what a terrorist is.
This is like watching the Nazis close up. This is like watching Nazis come to America on in our time, on our land.
Oh yeah.
And all the patriots are distracted. Or something. Or
wringing
or
their hands.
Yeah, like huh. Well, look at that. So I guess Biden is the president, even though we know he's not.
Right.
He's not. He failed miserably in this election. He
yeah.
did not win. Everything they did was illegal. Every
That's right.
vote that they had was imported from some other country.
Right.
It was all right. lies, and nobody upheld the law.
Yep. As Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, who wrote the book The Gulag Archipelago, survivor of the Bolshevik Revolution and the overtaking of Stalinism and, well, really the gulags, as they were all arrested en masse and put in the gulags, the network of prison systems, he wrote that book afterward, and he said, we know what they did. They know what they did.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they know what they did. And they know that we know that they know what they did.
Yeah.
And here we are, right? History repeats itself. These people, they know what they did. We know what they did.
Yeah.
They know that we know. And they are so arrogant about it.
Well, yeah. It's because they've already tested the waters. They've tried to find out, okay, so if we break the law, does anything happen to us? And over, the American public has shown them, no, we won't. We will not. We will let you break the laws and we will do nothing.
The closest they came to facing consequences for breaking the law was when they certified the theft of the election and patriots stormed the Capitol. Now they have the Capitol of the United States of America permanently surrounded by fences, security fences and walls to protect their regime.
Yep. Their false regime.
This is just right out of the playbook. And of course, this is also right out of how many of us, I know Radio Free Redoubt, I know you've warned of communism. Many of other radio shows, podcasts have warned, if we continue down this path, this is where we are headed. Ah, conspiracy theory. Well, now here we are. Except it happened just like it always does. It happens in such a way that people don't even really... They're stunned. They're like numb. They don't even know what happened. They're standing around going, "What just happened?"
Right, exactly.
You know, and so what else can you do? I mean, what else can you do besides what we've been doing for 10 years, 15 years?
I know.
And then people are still milling around.
Yeah. We've written books. We've shouted from the rooftops. We've tried to warn people. We've educated everyone that will listen. We've spent our time full time, 40 hours a week plus, usually like anywhere from 60 to 70 hours a week doing this kind of thing.
And here's the other thing.
You know, so here we are still.
So you and I have kind of ventured out a little. We got some gift cards, right? So we went to try to go have dinner at a couple different places.
Yes.
So we're out and about milling around in America, among the Americans. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm questioning whether or not these people are really Americans.
Well,
but
you can't see them. They're all wearing masks.
So, right? So here's the thing. We're sitting there saying, wow, people are saying, oh, what just happened? That's just the small segment of people that realize something just happened.
Right.
The majority don't even realize something just happened.
I know.
And so, we had a gift card for Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
We show up, 2-hour wait. 3 out of 4 cars have Washington plates.
Yes, that's right.
So here we are going, go to Washington. Or go to Idaho. To heck with Washington. Take your business to Idaho. And then right. We're going, oh, man, we should have rethought that one. Yeah. Now we can't even eat. So we thought, well, 2 hours. Heck no, we're not going to do this. Let's go over to Red Robin. We have another gift card there. It's just right. What a neat thing. So, oh, it's 20 to 30 minute wait. 3 out of 4 cars in the parking lot.
Washington
plates.
Yep.
And so, like, well, this plan just kind of backfired, didn't it? To telling everybody to take your business to support those that'll be open.
Right.
So, but then in the Red Robin, like, oh, you have to have a mask to be seated.
Yeah.
So,
which was really bizarre because, here's how it happened. We were like, sure, we can wait 20, 30 minutes. That's not a big deal. And they said, well, you have to wait outside because we can't have you in the lobby. You know, COVID, my own brother. Okay, so nobody in the restaurant is wearing a mask.
This isn't Coeur d'Alene.
But still, we're like, okay. Idaho. Yeah, exactly. This is Idaho where you don't have to. Right. And so, and still there's not heaps of dead bodies everywhere because nobody's wearing a mask.
It's amazing.
Right? Just imagine how that's possible, right? And so... So then, we're like, okay, fine. We can wait in the car. It's not a big deal. And so we waited.
Yeah, we're listening to the radio and talking.
Waited. Yep.
Almost 50 minutes, 55 minutes later, almost. Finally, we decided, let's go in and check. Oh, we're so sorry. Yeah, we can seat you now. Do you have a mask? Like, what? Nobody in the restaurant's wearing a mask right. Except the staff.
Yeah.
No, we don't wear masks. We're healthy. We don't need them. Thank you. Well, you have to have one to be seated. And we're looking around at all these people that are not wearing masks and they're just sitting there eating. And we're like, yep.
Like within like talking, I could have talked to the person sitting in the table next to me without a mask. Right.
Right. So they want to take you 25 feet to the table.
Yeah. Even not even that far. I mean, they literally, we could have walked 4 feet and sat down, you know,
we're so sorry. It's our corporate policy.
Yeah.
Well, Lady Liberty.
It's like, well, okay, that's enough of this stupidity.
Get the manager front and center right now.
Yep.
This is like, I want every dime on this gift card in cash now. Well, we don't do that. Oh, yes, you do. We're not.
That's right.
We're not leaving.
We are not leaving here until we have all the money back from this gift card right now. Mm-hmm. And so she goes, well, we can't. There's no way we have to run. I said, you do. You work here. This is a gift card from here. And I know for a fact, you guys look it up. You know exactly how much is on here. We want it back now. And she goes, well.
Corporate policy. Sorry. Yeah, can't help it.
And so we were insistent and said, we're not leaving. We're not leaving this lobby until we get all of our money back right now because we're not ever coming back here. And she said, well. Okay, well, I guess I'll have to get money, my own money out of my purse. I said, good, we'll be waiting. And so she did. And she came back with cash out of her purse. And I said, excellent, you can have this card. Thank you.
Yep.
And off we went.
That's right. So we went to another little restaurant where we basically had the place to ourselves. No masks, no harassment. And it was great.
It was so awesome. Yeah. I mean, this is just like a mile down the road, practically. Right. You know, I mean, a couple miles, you know, granted. But, and it was
courtesy of the manager at Red Robin.
Yes.
It was great.
Yes. But, you know, I'm sorry, but there's just this threshold of stupidity that I can't handle it beyond this certain point, you know, where I looked at them and I said, are you serious? We really have to wear a mask past all these people without masks. I said, you do realize this is open air, right? And I said, and you do realize that air is flowing all over, right? I said, you realize that, right? And they go, well, yes, but this is just policy. And it's like, I'm sorry, no, policy, this is not policy, this is stupidity.
Yeah.
This is utter brazen.
That's what I said. This is ludicrous. We're not, this is a lie. We're not going to participate. We're not going to pretend. Childish pretending something. This is like having the boy on the girl's sports team because he's identifying as a girl that day.
Right.
We're just pretending. We were being forced to pretend along with lunacy.
Yeah, we refuse. We refuse to jump into that kind of utter stupidity.
So anyway, why did we tell that story? I guess because we want you guys to know that we believe in what we're saying. And we're going to put our money where our mouth is. We're gonna draw the line. We have not worn a mask one time.
Nope.
Not in the last... When was the last time I wore a mask? I think when I was doing a bunch of remodeling and I was tearing up some old insulation out of a wall.
Right. And I think I had a dust mask on one time while I was putting out some really dusty hay for the horses, you know, and that made sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, otherwise, you know, yes, maybe I could see in a hospital scenario because there are certainly bacterial things that can get you in
medical
a
environment.
Hospital.
I support that. I just haven't had to go.
And this is, we're talking virus, so it's ineffective. A mask is ineffective against a virus.
This is where we said, you know, history, when we look back at history, because we can look at all from the Bolshevik Revolution to Chechnya to the Soviet, the Nazis, just all of this history where tyranny, oppression takes over. You look back and say, boy, at what point, even Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Soviet gulags in the Gulag Archipelago said in his book, we all wondered when we were in the camps, when should we have resisted?
Right.
And so this is where Lady Liberty and I have said, you know what? History's going to look back and say, at the masks.
Yes.
Right then, that's where you should have. March of 2020.
Yep.
All right, almost a year ago. Right then is where the country in mass should have, if they had known their history, not their history, but just known history and their own history, they should have said right back there. Right at the very onset.
And can I just say that the same is true for putting up with this coup? If we don't do something about it immediately, we are the boiled frogs in the pot.
Yeah, they're coming for us. And I, you know, geez, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm looking around at my fellow Americans and I'm thinking we're toast. How easy they are to comply.
See, we have talked about how the Patriots can go about start working against this coup.
Yes, we have. Yeah,
and against this illegitimate government. And we're going to we've got a few more steps for you to take this week because we're seeing some really, really super cool progress in this area that we want to brag to you about.
Yeah.
That all of you will gain inspiration and hope from, and hopefully copy in your own local areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, but should we get to the word of the
day? Let's do the word of the day, and then we'll take a break when that's done. And we've got some gun legislation coming down from Congress, Washington State, tyranny enough to go around for everyone.
Oh, I know. Funny. That's the name of communist game. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what.
A meme is like, when comes time to give up your guns, then you should give up your bullets first.
Exactly.
Turn in your guns, bullets first.
Bullets first.
There you go. All right, the word of the day.
So the word of the day, we are speaking about the law and upholding the law and how none of the elected officials are upholding the law right now. So here we have from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, which reads, "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" And so this whole point of keeping the law goes all the way back to Mosaic law. All of our laws are based on Mosaic law across the whole world. And so we start by keeping his commandments. And I was just so, you know, kind of blown away by verse 2 that says, "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." Because it says, you know, the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love your brother the way that you love yourself, right? And so if we keep his commandments, that means we love God and the brother. And so that, you know, we've, you and I have talked about this quite a bit, where the first four commandments are how you love God and how you show him that you love God. And the last six are how you love your brother. And so, I just find that fascinating. And that's also how we've kind of expounded on to how to love your brother in a biblical manner, you know, out in the community.
Right.
And that's by, in the political realm, you vote for people who are going to uphold our traditional American God-loving values so that we have the spirit of the Lord, which is liberty and freedom. And so all of those things apply directly to these Ten Commandments that are so, so very important.
Right.
And different people have said, well, no, we're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. But that's not exactly the case. Jesus, all throughout the Bible, it says, no, you, by no means does that mean that you no longer uphold
the law.
The law
goes away, right?
That the law goes away. The law does not go away.
He's a fulfillment of the law.
And in fact, Jesus had even said, Jesus upped the ante by saying not only follow the letter of the law, but follow the spirit of the law.
Yeah, thinking about doing
right,
it.
Right, thinking about doing anything. Now you're, so he didn't relieve us of the law. He upped the ante on the law, because Matthew 5:28 says, he says, "But I say unto you that whoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart."
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying, not only don't do the physical act, but don't do it in your mind. Don't let it conceive in your heart as well.
Right.
And so that's totally upping the ante on the law and holding you accountable even to your thoughts.
Right.
And so, you know, when we were talking about repentance and true repentance in the heart, that's where, you know, your thoughts are in your mind and in your heart. And that's where you need to make sure that you have full repentance.
That's right. It's a journey. It's a journey.
Okay. It is. Maybe that's why we have 100 years. It takes so long to figure it out.
We hope, right?
right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Segment one brought to you by our friends at Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage with customized professional tactical training in your home or your place of business or in your vehicles or a combination of all of those, so that you are best prepared and equipped and trained to meet threats in the world that you operate and live in on a day-to-day basis. So check them out at strategicself-defense.com. And we'll be back right after this, the voice of the American Redoubt.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
What is communism? Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, international, criminal conspiracy.
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by the husband and wife team at the Prepping 2.0 podcast, taking your preps to the next level, Prepping 2.0 to get beyond the basics and the introductory level preparations. That's Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, and their website is prepping2-0.com. And we talked last week about some resources. By the way, just to let you guys know, our internet is still down at the Redoubt Liberty Ranch. And it was a huge mix-up where a replacement modem, the modem server or the modem?
The router.
Router, thank you. Sheesh. What's up? Tech support. We'll shoot another one out to you 2 to 3 days. I'm like, oh boy. All right. Well, we can deal with that. Well, that came and went and nothing. Finally got a hold of tech support. They didn't hit submit. It's still sitting there all filled out. I'm like, oh my goodness. So
that was a week later.
Another 2 to 3 business days starting tomorrow. So, today. So it could come tomorrow or Wednesday. So that is why. No streaming podcast last night, just an announcement with some of the material that we said we were going to post. Briefly did a segment on Radio Free Redoubt and just uploaded it as a podcast you can go and listen to. And those resources basically are it's going to point you to the resources that we were mentioning last week. And that is additional news and information for you guys to get away from the mainstream media, the lies, and then also communications alternatives for secure communications, communications that do not require you to be on some server like Yahoo and others. So let me just read that to you real quick. This is kind of how that got started. Someone in our network said that a friend of theirs was blocked on his Yahoo mail account for sending religious Christian messages. It was extremist content, apparently. So he opened an Outlook account and was blocked as well. Of course, that's Microsoft, so stay away from it anyway. So he opened a Net Zero account and has not been blocked. So, yeah, they do have access to the content of your emails. There are some alternatives, and that's what we want to point you to. You can write this down. Hopefully you got a pen and paper, because you should always have a pen and paper handy when you are listening to The Morning Commute, because sometimes we fly through some of these resources. You got your pen and paper? Okay, you can write these down. You got options for additional alternatives. Now, these a lot of times are encrypted. They have free email services, and the content is encrypted. And these are all on servers that are usually outside the United States, so less likely to be blocked by, what do we call it, cancel culture. Really, these activist fascists in private companies.
That's definitely fascism.
Yeah. So let me give you some alternatives. Very, very popular is Proton Mail. That's ProtonMail. ProtonMail.com or .ch. It is based in Switzerland. They have a free account, which is fine for most things, but we are huge proponents of PGP encrypted email. We'd recommend the paid version of that. It's worth it. Another one that we probably right on the heels of that one, I strongly recommend, Tutanota. emails, tutanota.com. That's out of Germany. That is spelled T-U-T-A-N-O-T-A, tutanota.com. And that has an architecture like Proton Mail with the built-in encryption into it. And so, yeah, that's a company that's very pro privacy and free speech. There's two more I'll give to you in case you want to just shop around. One out of Iceland is C-T-Templar or C-Templar. That's Charlie Tango, E-M-P-L-A-R, C-T-E-M-P-L-A-R.com, based in Iceland. And the other one is AnonymousSpeech.com. AnonymousSpeech.com. And they move those servers around randomly around the world. So much more difficult to try to disrupt you. And that's not free, but, well, you get what you pay for. So free is not always best. So those are some alternative emails for you guys. There's some other information as far as in that posting on RadioFreeReadout.com. Also, the alternative news sites that will cover truth in the news, conservative sites, news sites, and aggregate news sites. So those are available there. And we've got, oh my goodness, just a minute left.
Right. Wow. So quickly, we want to add that business, we are seeing business owners getting together and establishing business solidarity in their communities where they all agree to join like a coalition of businesses where they all refuse to close. They are going to stay open regardless. And if anybody harasses or fines them, they're going to band together under attorneys and attorney groups that they hire, and they'll fight it and basically protect themselves and defend themselves. So this is a very, very effective tactic that needs to be employed in every community around America right now. Small Yep. cities, small towns, big cities, it doesn't matter. We need to start seeing all the business solidarity, all the business owners getting together and creating this kind of platform for themselves to protect themselves. Otherwise, everybody's going to go bankrupt and have nothing. And we have to fight this back. And that's called, you know, basically civil disobedience.
Yep, absolutely. It is American. Go for freedom. Always choose freedom.
Always.
Even when it costs you, it's going to cost you, but it's going to cost you more if you don't.
And always defend yourself. It is biblical to defend yourself against this coup attack.
Amen. Amen. All right, folks, we're out of time. You be safe today. And thank you for joining us on this Monochromatic Monday. Just be safe. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a marvelous Monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you out there.